staying with checks and balances on the new infrastructure and developments and stimulus that's coming, the Environmental Defence Society says the criteria for fast-tracking projects under a temporarily revamped Resource Management Act should be made public. Currently, the RMA allows local communities to make their own decisions on how the environment is managed through regional and district resource management plans. But changes announced last week would do away with council and public input and instead see projects approved by expert panels chaired by a current or retired Environment Court judge or senior lawyer. The new legislation is expected to be passed in June. To allow for the post-COVID-19 economic recovery and stimulus, but would be repealed in 2 years. Gary Taylor, Chief Executive of the Environmental Defence Society, is broadly backing the move, but with warnings. He says that phrase, shovel-ready, is simply not good enough on its own. Gary, good morning.
Good morning.
Just for context, even before this crisis, the RMA was awaiting reform and new legislation. And last year, the EDS had prepared a working paper along these lines. How will these just announced changes affect what was in the pipeline?
Well, they could merge quite seamlessly into the major reform process, actually, because the Randerson panel that's been leading the review of the resource management system is due to report to the minister at the end of this month. And so you would expect that within the 2 year period that the COVID-19 RM bill, if I can call it that, runs and then expires, we might be ready for the new legislative framework to be put in place under the next term of government. So the timing looks quite fortuitous, really.
What are the main changes you are expecting out of the review, the pre-COVID review?
Well, I'm expecting them to hopefully follow a lot of the EDS suggestions. I believe that what we're going to get is clearer environmental bottom lines, so essentially a redrafting of part two of the existing RMA. I think we'll probably have fewer plans nationally, and they may be regionally based. We will get more strategic. We'll have overarching legislation to bring other relevant legislative frameworks into a coherent whole. So the Land Transport Act, the Local Government Act, and we'll probably look to get some kind of linkage between the planning for infrastructure on a spatial sort of basis and the funding for it. So that, at the moment, part of the problem is we can plan to build infrastructure, but the funding isn't connected to it. So I think that will help. So overall, I think, the Randerson panel, I have a high degree of confidence that they're going to come out with a revised resource management system that will be really fit for purpose, for the next 20 or 30 years.
What is the risk, though, that whatever that panel reports at the end of the month is just sidelined while this very different approach, effectively the suspension of the operation of the RMA, happens over the next 2 years? What are your concerns about how that might happen?
Well, I think I think that the reform process will be able to continue to be worked up while we go through the COVID recovery. I mean, governments ought to be able to multitask, and the Ministry for the Environment should be able to handle both of those things. They've got an excellent team working with the Randerson panel. I'd expect that to continue to work up, the detailed proposals and have it kind of ready to enact prior to or at the expiry of the COVID-19 RM bill in 2 years' time.
What are your concerns, though, about how the RMA operates for the next 2 years, which is essentially it doesn't, and an expert panel assesses things?
Well, I think that it's appropriate for the government to be looking to fast track. I mean, we've got, serious exigencies in play. We need a rapid sort of drive to restore economic welfare of New Zealanders and jobs. And some of the elements of the short-term reform bill, I think, will be replicated in the longer-term one. So, for example, just one-stop hearings with limited rights of appeal. I think that will probably flow through. The present IREM system has become far too litigious. It's become far too detailed. You know, 40,000 consents given annually in New Zealand, most of them non-notified. You know, there's a lot of bureaucratic churn that is unnecessary, and I think everybody recognises as kind of has been contributing to both poor environmental outcomes and poor economic ones as well.
National is also wanting to reform the RMA significantly. How much do you see a synergy between what they are proposing and what is actually going to happen for the next 2 years? And then second, what the Randerson panel might recommend at the end of the month to the incumbent government?
Well, I'm hoping that what the Randerson panel recommends will have broad, you know, multi-partisan acceptance across Parliament. This has been an apolitical expert panel that's been digging very, very deeply into this. And I would have thought, I mean, I've spoken to Judith Collins and Scott Simpson about this. I think they're both pretty open to, and in fact to Simon Bridges, I think they're all pretty open to looking sensibly and rationally at what the panel will come up with. Some of the language they use around the need to, you know, ditch the RMA can get a bit excessively hyperbolic at times, but you look beyond that, and I think there's, you know, there are brains that are engaged and that are, you know, see quite clearly that this is far more complicated than that kind of simple solution. And I think Randerson will come up with a program that, you know, hopefully they'll be able to buy into.
Thank you for your time this morning. Also, Gary Taylor of the Environmental Defence Society.